Hey, howdy. President Trump, he gets a lot of flack about a lot of things, of course, but particularly lately, it's all about Iran. What's he doing in Iran? He's bombing Iran and everything else. Well, Iran is also doing bad things. They're bombing other countries. Jordan and Arabia, they're bombing people, sending missiles and all this stuff. They're kind of mad at everybody. And why is that? It's not just President Trump. It's kind of the world. I mean, they're launching attacks in several different countries in the Middle East all of the time. What's their problem? They have a problem. Inflation, it's posted the biggest one-month drop since April of 2020, okay? Where do you read that? Where do you see it? I mean, Trump is doing some things, make America great again. I mean, it does seem to be working. He's bringing the annual inflation rate down. It's now down to 3.5% as price pressures continue to ease. And he gets no credit for that. Should he get credit? Of course he should. There's more to look at. Again, you got to drill down, baby, to find out what's going on in the world. The U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar, kind of an interesting animal. It's the most powerful and recognizable currency in the whole world. Up until 1945, the Treasury printed $500 bills, $1,000 bills, $5,000 bills, $10,000 bills, and a $100,000 bill. with what things cost today, I think we should go back to that, right? Because the biggest bill is a $100 bill. But originally, I found this kind of interesting. Dollar bills weren't green, they were black. They kind of went to green because was it environmental back then? I don't think so, but in any event, that's what it is. And what I like most about the Canadian, I don't like the Canadian dollar. You can't fold it and put it in your pocket. It's plastic. It jumps out and loses, blah, blah. Whereas the American dollar, it's made out of 75% cotton. You can fold it and put it in your pocket. And I like the $1 bill. It's just kind of nice. The loonie in Canada and the toonie, they're basically, it takes money out of circulation because people don't like to change, heavy change in their pocket. Dollar bills are good. Now, we have this banks in the United States. They're all upset now because they've been lending money to illegal aliens, okay? And now Trump is deporting the illegal aliens. The banks are saying, how are we going to get paid? Hey, dumbhead, you won't get paid because you shouldn't have lent them money in the first place because they're not American citizens. Oh, but we lend money to people who aren't citizens. I understand. I understand companies and people from other countries, they should be allowed to borrow money. But when you're an illegal and you're living there, there's some dynamics that kind of shift around a little bit, and you all should look at it a little better before you start to whine. Because now the banks are really whining because they're not going to get paid a whole bunch of money, zillions of dollars from people that they shouldn't have lent the money to anyway, just saying, kind of bad lending. And yet a regular person goes in and says, I want to open up a pizza shop, lend me money, please. Well, you got to show me your great-grandmother's statements and all the rest of it. Oh, you're illegal? Not a problem. I'll lend you money faster and better. Now, you have keeping up here. I have another story. Here's an illegal child rapist, okay? He's a rapist, and he was in jail, and they even admitted to these crimes against a 10-year-old girl in Minnesota. A horrible thing. I mean, you should be hung. Or you take the innocence away from a child, there's no worse crime. There's no worse crime. It's horrible. In any event, he did it. He's in jail. But just days before he was scheduled to be deported, the Minnesota governor, what does he do? He pardons him. He pardons him. What? Good news is the Fed stepped in and said, not so fast. And, they deport the guy. But pretty sad and stupid story. You know what? You can vote your way into socialism, which of course becomes communism, because communism is socialism in a hurry. You can vote your way into that, but you can't vote your way out of it. Think before you vote. That'd be good. Right? See ya.